So let's open up with an idea that Lechem Yitzchayim discusses in this upcoming week's parsha. You may have heard this marshal which Lechem Yitzchayim gives. The pasuk that I sent it out on the WhatsApp. Yeah, one of the definitive psukim of this kufa is ki a mitzvah azos asher anochi mitzavecha hayoyim loy mefleis hi mimcha loy meber yom the machlek zvishon. And what is the Eitan Katz's song referring to? Right, is it referring to the mitzvah of learning, or the mitzvah of tshuva? And mitzvah azois, asher anochi mitzavach elayim flesimcha, ki kor ve'ilecha ador v'mo'oid, v'eficho u'milvomcha lasosa. I mentioned on Shabbos that Rav Volvi explains that if it's referring to Talmud Torah, so then what the Torah is addressing, what the Baruch is addressing, is that Chochmas and the kiss in this world. So that's like bringing two worlds together: the world of the Ein Sof, the world of the non-physical, and the world of the physical. So the rules of the two worlds don't coalesce; they contradict each other. The definition of physical is limited. The definition of the non-physical world is not bounded, not physical. So that's the question that we resolve the idea of Tzimtzum. So then the Torah is saying that Afal Pi Kein, Kadosh Baruch Hu worked out the world so that V'Ficha U'Milvavcha La'Sosa. But he says if it's a mitzvah of tshuva, how is tshuva different than any other mitzvah that I have happened to say? It's very, very difficult. So Rav Volvi explains that tshuva is unique in that it's the only mitzvah that every Jew does entirely differently. Every other mitzvah, so there are definitions, there are gedarim, there are sometimes it could be a bigger nisayin for some or a lesser nisayin for some, but the mitzvah has gedarim that apply to everybody. Tshuva, as everybody has a different situation. They have a different Yetzer Hara, and they have a different way they came to the Yetzer Hara, and they have different kochos to be mezgaver in the Yetzer Hara, and some have support, some don't have support. And so there's no, we don't have the ability to look up the Shulchan Aruch, to look up, to have a Navi, to have a Malami tell us, this is how you do tshuva. Very, very general ideas. But how one applies it to oneself, so that's all very personal. So Rav Volvi says that's what Chumash is saying. His Baruch was saying, "Afal pike," even though you can't find a Shulchan Aruch who'll describe precisely how I figure this out. Because Baruch Hu says, "Beficha u'belvavcha la'seise." So Rav Volvi says a very interesting idea. He says that they did experiments. Scientists did experiments with animals. That if animals were separated from their birth parents, I guess, at birth, and they were separated out, and then they were raised, I don't know for how long, and then they were left out in the open, so they gravitated towards their species, even though they were not raised with their species. They didn't no mirrors. They didn't have weren't shown pictures. So there's no way. So we assume there's no way that the animal knew what its own species was, but it naturally gravitated towards its own species. So the scientists assume that there must be some kind of imprint within every being as to what its certain qualities that it has. And a person and every creature in this world has a natural inclination towards that imprint. So Revolvi says if that's the case for animals, then Lachor is the same thing for Kedushas Yisrael. That every Jew has an imprint as to what a Jew is supposed to look like. So that's Befichul Vavcha Lasosa. That we all have an imprint that we can that we would gravitate to. Chafetz Chaim explains this pasuk probably in the context of Talmud Torah, but it could be in the context of Tshuva as well. Chafetz Chaim gives a vintage Chafetz Chaim mashal, and he says that what the Chumash is referring to can be best understood with a mashal of a person who's in dire need and has to raise money for himself. And when he leaves shul, he goes over to one of the guys in the minyan, and he says, I really need about 5 rubles to get myself back on my feet. And explains that he's with Russia in coal, he doesn't have what to eat, he doesn't have but 5 rubles to be able to buy something, sell something. So the guy says, look, I'm not going home right now, I'll be home in an hour, come by. So, Kachavi, the guy does what he has to do, goes home, and the guy from shul doesn't show up. Okay, figured maybe somebody else gave him some money, didn't need it. No, next day he's in shul, the Oni's in shul again, he leaves shul, and the Oni comes over to him, doesn't say anything but yesterday, just says that he's in dire straits, that he doesn't have any funds, and he needs 5 rubles, with that he can get through the day. The guy's a little bit perplexed, but he said, come to my house, I'll be home, it's 10 o'clock, we'll take care of it. Okay. 10 o'clock comes, goes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, half an hour. Doesn't show up. Okay. Next day, comes to shul again. On the way out, and he comes over to him, gives him the same drasha, same pizman. So the guy's a little bit, everybody says, I don't understand what's happening over here. We discussed this on Monday and a Tuesday. Today's Wednesday. I said, if you can come, you can come. But if you don't come, how can I help you out? So the Chafetz Chaim says that it looks like very bizarre behavior, but we all do the same thing. He says, every day we daven, we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam in right before Kriyashma. V'horei neidu b'seri secha. V'davi g'vein mitzvei secha. So Chafetz Chaim said, at night, we say, Kihem Chayenu, Veri Chemenu, Vem Negim Voloila, Volatzion. So the Chafetz Chaim says, presumably the Ribbono Shel Olam is very open to our tefillas. Presumably he's very happy to say, come to the base of Medrash and I'll help you learn. Why shouldn't he give us Yatad if we ask for Yatad Ishmael? So he says that we're sometimes in the same situation. So Chafetz Chaim, that's a pshat in the Pasuk. Ki korve lecha hadover. Beficha ubilbavcha lasosa. It's korav elecha if your hearts and your mouths are in the same spot. If your hearts are where your mouths are, so then you'll doubt, you'll ask, and then later on you'll show them the base of Medrash, because Baruch will take care of you. But he says if we just ask every day, we don't show up in the base of Medrash. So he says that's a mashal for. And he says, that's Pshat when Hashem said, Kechu imachem devarim. Take your words with you, v'shuva l'Hashem. It means we should, so we could expand on the Chafetz Chaim's idea. Because we ask every day, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha, to help us do tshuva. We ask for slicha. So we ask for all these things. So, Chavetz Chaim said, that's pshat, kuchui machem devarim. Take your own tefillah seriously. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give us siyata d'shmai. good. We have schus. When the Chavetz Chaim says, extend the Chavetz Chaim's schus, extend. Anything that you want, anything.